The state plans an annual review to prepare for potential cyber attacks. OG&E is still seeking a rate hike, but it's less than what was planned, and a new effort to increase a threatened species of river fish. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, June 14th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Governor Kevin Stitt is preparing the state for a possible conflict between the United States, its Indo-Pacific allies, and the People's Republic of China. As State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports, the governor's latest executive order directs the agency managing state assets to take preemptive and protective action against potential cyber attacks coming from China.
Stitt's executive order mandates the Office of Enterprise and Management Services, or OMES, to annually audit the state for vulnerabilities to attacks from the Chinese Communist Party and to implement solutions to combat such attacks preemptively. Stitt writes, those attacks could be cybersecurity breaches of state agency networks and systems, threats to state or national economic security and public health, or the disabling of electric and water infrastructure. In the justification for the executive action, Stitt points to federal cybersecurity and intelligence officials' claims that China is at the top of a list of aggressive, quote, foreign adversaries, engaging in the cyber espionage of Americans. An assessment of the state's vulnerabilities is to be delivered to the governor and legislative leadership within 90 days of Thursday's order, to be followed by the state's divestment from at-risk assets. I'm Lionel Ramos.
OG&E plans to propose a reduced rate hike to the Oklahoma Corporation Commission on Monday. The request of $126 million cuts the utility company's initial request by more than half. OG&E was seeking an increase that would have raised the average monthly residential bill by $19 per month. Now the average increase will be about $9.50. The utility also dropped a request to change the cap on shareholder return on earnings. A local reproductive rights group still has concerns about access to an abortion-inducing drug, despite the U.S. Supreme Court ruling dismissing a case calling for restrictions. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has details.
The court ruled the case's plaintiffs lack the right to sue the FDA based on its approval of the drug and decisions to ease access to it. Tamaya Cox-Toure, a co-chair for the Oklahoma Call for Reproductive Justice, says she's happy the drug is still available to everyone, but she says future cases could be made against the drug. Cox-Toure also says she's concerned by how Oklahoma considered policies this session that would have restricted abortion-inducing drugs.
Even with our very extreme ban, legislators and policymakers are still trying to find ways to make it more difficult for people to make decisions about when to become pregnant.
Medication abortions accounted for over 60% of all abortions in the U.S. in 2023. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Arkansas River shiners are silvery minnows that can only be found in one Oklahoma river. As Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler reports, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has a plan to change that.
Arkansas river shiners need 135 miles of uninterrupted river or stream to breed, and that's hard to come by these days. A century ago, Arkansas river shiners lived all across the southern Great Plains. But since then, people have dammed up rivers to create lakes and straightened them out for urban development. Today, the fish don't even live in their namesake river. The species has been listed as threatened since 1998 and is currently only found in the Canadian River in western Oklahoma. Last week, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's regional office in Tulsa announced a plan to help Arkansas River shiner populations recover. That includes protecting the fish's current habitat and introducing shiners back to some of the streams they used to live in. The goal is to maintain at least three populations of the fish into the future. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.